Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, September 10th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching our sermon, which is A Warm Welcome. The Old Testament lesson is Psalm chapter 16, and the New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32.
New Testament lesson comes from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Listen to God's word to you today. Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.' So he divided the property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living." Use your imagination. "When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him in his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am, dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off, and he went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate." Again, use your imagination. "Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" Please join me in a word of prayer. God, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to be in our, to be in this room, to be in our hearts, that we might hear and indeed even experience what you long to communicate to us today. Help us to hear in Scripture in imagination and in our own hearts what it is that you long for us to know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's Homecoming Sunday. We keep saying welcome over and over again. It's because we want you all to feel welcome. And I'm seeing that in the passing of the peace. It already feels like a party. And we're having a party after this worship service over in the fellowship hall. There's the time where it sort of feels like a reunion. Maybe you're shaking hands and greeting people you haven't seen in a while. It's a good time to do introductions and reintroductions. And so I chose the text of the prodigal son for this Sunday. After I'd chosen it, I heard that 2 years ago, I think Pastor Ron also said, "Isn't this a great text for Homecoming Sunday?" I thought, darn, not the only one with this idea. For many of you, it's a familiar story, perhaps one that was in a children's Bible or taught at vacation Bible school or pondered and preached on. The storyline and the plot is familiar. And so I thought today I wouldn't try to retell the story or even re-dramatize it with costumes and all. Maybe we'll do that a different time. But our worship committee has been working on worship that is visual as well as verbal. I'm a good talking head. But also visceral. Your viscera is what? It's your gut, right? And so how do we know Scripture and know God? Not just through words and not just by what we see, but also in our bodies. We communicate through our bodies all the time. Body language, we use it. We read other people's body language all the time. In fact, you already did it this morning at the passing of the peace. What did you all do when you greeted one another? You shook hands. So just from that small thing, what do you shake hands for? Ooh, talk back time. What do you do when you shake hands? So historically, you made sure that there wasn't a weapon in their hand. What else is happening? What else is happening? Connection. There's some connection that happens there. Yeah. Have you noticed ever there are different kinds of handshakes? What kind of handshakes have you seen or experienced from other folks? Oh yeah, this is the modern handshake, right? You do the fist bump. What kind of handshakes?
Squeeze your hand more powerfully than you squeeze mine.
Ah, yeah, the who's squeezing, right? How hard it is. Huh? Okay. Other kinds of handshakes. The kind of, right? Yeah. Oh, high fives. High fives are kind of a modern handshake, too. Did any of you get a handshake and then somebody else put their hand on top of your hand? Kind of clasped it? We watch body language. You can tell a lot about your connection with a person from that handshake. It's kind of amazing how long it lasts, how firm the grip, how far or far apart or close you are. And so it's no wonder that we get news reports when world leaders are reconnecting at some, you know, global conference. What is everybody watching? They're watching the handshake. Wow, what is that hand? How's that greeting? How's that greeting between the president of our country and the president of that country going to go? Right? We analyze that stuff because there's a lot going on in a simple handshake. The other body language that we use a lot is the hug. I saw some hugs this morning. Right? It's one of those simple gestures of affection. It can cross cultures. And so you hug somebody. So I prepped Michael on this. I also prepped my husband on this too. But I thought I'd give some demo on the friendly hugs. We're not going into the romantic hug category. Forget that, right? But, right, like, I'll say hi to Michael, right? And we'll just be like, hey, right? So We did the one hand up, one hand down, right? Sometimes if you're shorter, you kind of got to go the two hands down, right? And then did you notice what did Michael do on my back? Yeah. So some people kind of do the light pat. Do you have friends who give you like the thump, right? They're like, oh, right? You know? There's also those times that you're like, I'm not sure I really want to give this person the full hug. So there's kind of the A-frame hug. There's sort of the like, oh, hi. And you don't really touch their whole body. Also called the London Bridge, right? And then there are times that it's not always appropriate to give somebody a full body hug. So when I often am working with young people, and I want to say, let's be careful with folks and their own physical boundaries. Sometimes they come in for the big hug, and you kind of give them the side hug. Like, hey, good to see ya, right? And then the pat can be like, okay, and I'm done, you know? So, but there's a connection, that somebody's desiring connection, and that you let them into your personal space and such. I got one more for you. You can't go yet. So you're pretty, I'm not going to make you do the bear hug, right? But do you know those people who give you the hug and then they almost like pick you up? Right? And then there's like the Italian version where like you hug, right? And then they're trying for the kiss. And so you kind of do the air kiss. Good job. And it's, okay, you can, thank you, Michael, right? I have an Italian brother-in-law, and he does that, and I'm never quite ready for it. And then even in Europe, they'll laugh, because they'll say, well, some people do the two kiss, and then some people do the three. And so you kind of, you got to know how to hug. And then there are those really loving, comforting family hugs. They're longer than I would just give to Michael, right? Because they're with somebody that you love and you trust, and they may last a bit longer. Those are the kind of hugs where you can feel this mutual love flowing between two people. It's a hug that shows that love and that affection without words. Those hugs that are full of warmth, acceptance, comfort, and that deep sense of connection. As human beings, we're made to be loved and connected. And there's a famous hug here in the Bible. It wasn't translated that way in the NRSV. But in verse 20, in the son of the story of the prodigal son and the loving father, the father saw him and was filled with compassion, and what did he do? He ran, he threw his arms around him, and he kissed him. Rembrandt painted this moment. That's a close-up of Rembrandt's painting of the return of the prodigal son. We can just leave that up there for a while. Because this is a body language moment. Beyond words, the father is showing his love for his son in that embrace. It's a beautiful image of how God loves. Because it's familiar to us. We know what it's like to feel hugged. We know we can see in a hug and experience something that's familial, embracing, and forgiving. And so the one thing I would hope that you might remember this day in the midst of welcome is that God's love for each and every person is like that hug. That each of us is God's beloved son or daughter. Even if we've been naughty, made some mistakes, been foolish or wasteful, even if we've been absent for church for too long, God's response is to welcome and run and throw God's arms around and give you a hug. That's what we're celebrating today. More than a Sunday of full pews, we're celebrating God's love and forgiveness that embraces and envelops us in grace. So remember I talked about things that are verbal and things that are visceral, things that are visual. I want us to spend some moment to let it be visceral as well. To let that truth of God's embrace to sink in just a little bit more. Not into just our ears, but into our very beings. And so in a moment, I want to invite you into prayer and silence. In sitting in that specific verse of Scripture, I'll invite you to imagine yourself in one of those wonderful hugs. In your imagination, that hug might be from a father figure, but it also might not. It might be a mother or a grandmother or a friend. It may be for you that imagining that hug can be a little difficult because of a past trauma. That's a painful reality in our world. And so if this prayerful image isn't helpful to you, don't do it and pray in your own way. My other disclaimer is that if this isn't your style of prayer, that doesn't mean you're unspiritual. Right? But I do want to invite you to give it a try. And so if you're willing, I'd ask you now to close your eyes. And imagine receiving a really good hug. A hug from a person you love and trust, where you're held just the right amount of time. Remember and imagine and feel the love of that embrace. And let the love of that embrace be like God's embrace of you as a beloved son or daughter. God, we thank you for your great love for us, for your everlasting love, forgiveness, and grace. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.